Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.
Day 179, 192 days since Joe promised Americans he wouldn't leave anybody behind. But he's turned the page, he's stabbed them in the back, and he's abandoned them. And nobody wants to talk about it. Now, I've been talking about the axis of evil. You've got China, Russia, and Iran. China and Russia are helping Iran. This came out today with video accompanying Iran unveiling their latest ballistic missile on Wednesday, a day after they resumed indirect talks with the U.S. to salvage that idiotic deal that Biden and Obama went into with Iran when they dumped, you know, cargo planes full of cash and other currency on the tarmac for these mullahs in Iran, which, by the way, this deal was to expire and allow the Iranians to build a nuke in 2025 anyway. So what's the point? It's meaningless. This new missile has a range estimated to be 870 miles with, quote, pinpoint accuracy. What's Joe going to do? Joe's sending, what, 3,000 troops to support NATO as the buildup of Putin and his troops on the border with Ukraine. What are you going to fight Putin? Are those troops going to get engaged in a Russia-Ukraine battle, conflict, war? No. Nor should we. You want to hurt Putin? It's easy. Outproduce him with energy and then get that energy to our allies, our Western European allies in particular, because right now Joe's policies are pushing all of our allies into the arms of Putin, and that's going to handcuff them in their ability to stand up to Putin, because they need Putin not to turn off the spigot for the lifeblood of their economy, because America artificially reduced dramatically the supply of energy on the world market, while, of course, demand remains constant. Really dumb. Let's see what happens to Taiwan after these genocide Olympics. We can call them the Biden Communist Chinese Genocide Olympics. Look at how the world will turn a blind eye, you know, Tibetans, Uyghurs, fighter jets flying over Taiwan airspace, crackdowns in Hong Kong, forget about intellectual property theft of China, forget about unfair trade practices of China. You know, if you want to hurt China's economy, form a coalition and don't import a single thing from China. Not one thing. Later on, Marsha Blackburn, she didn't think Americans should go there. Nancy Pelosi telling American athletes, you better keep your mouth shut or you're going to get in trouble. They're going to get mad at you. The communist Chinese, you might get in trouble if you're a real American and open your mouth. I can't fathom where this is coming from. Or Joe's flimsy excuse, well, they just have different norms than us. Oh, you mean forced labor camps? And look what they did to this professional tennis player? Oh, okay. We'll ignore all of that. Unbelievable. We have an update in the Rogan case, and it really has nothing to do with Joe Rogan in one sense, but obviously he apologized. FoxBusiness.com has an article out. Alleged sex traffickers, rapists, anti-Semites remain on Spotify without issue while Rogan faces boycott and cancellation calls. And I dig deep into the article. I'm like, all right, who do they have on there? And Linda, I suspected. I said, there's got to be artists on there that say controversial things in their music. This is only the tip of the iceberg, by the way. I'm sure most people have heard, you know, Scott Shannon at some point in his career introduce I Believe I Can Fly from R&B singer R. Kelly. Look, I know the song. I'm not that familiar with R. Kelly. The article then goes on to point out that he was found guilty in 2021 of sex trafficking, racketeering, sexual exploitation of a child, kidnapping, and more. I've never heard of this guy, Gary Glitter. Do you ever hear of Gary Glitter?
Not really.
Apparently, some glam rocker, convicted pedophile, responsible for a slew of hits. I guess most notably, they label it Rock and Roll Part 2, which I just don't know the song. Anyway, Glitter was convicted of downloading child pornography in 1999. His career apparently was ruined. He fled to Vietnam in 2006, arrested, convicted for raping local underage girls in his luxury home. In 2015, convicted of further sex crimes in his native England, convicted of rape, indecent assault, sex with a child, a girl under the age of 13. By the way, his stuff, just like R. Kelly's, remains on Spotify. And I'm not saying Spotify should take it down. I'm just pointing out the hypocrisy. Screwy Louie, Louis Farrakhan, you know, he is a racist and a virulent anti-Semite and black supremacist and black nationalist. Anyway, he has ties to high-profile Democrats. There's a picture of him and Barack Obama that they kept hidden all throughout the campaign and his presidency, and it emerged after Obama got out of office. And I wondered, because they were in the same circles of friends, and I had often wondered, did he ever meet Louis Farrakhan? But, of course, I never got a chance to ask that question. I'll give you an example. In Chicago, in a speech, Farrakhan, quote, denounced the Jews as the synagogue of Satan. Quote, you wicked deceivers of the American people, he said at the time. You have sucked their blood. You're not real Jews. No, those of that are not real Jews. You're the synagogue of Satan, and you have wrapped your tentacles around the U.S. government, and you're deceiving and sending the nation to hell. I'm like, okay, he's on Spotify. And by the way, his artist page offers a slew of classical violin played by Farrakhan. Who would have known? Who would have thought? Nick Cannon, musical artist, presenter of The Masked Singer on Fox, faced intense backlash and scrutiny after airing an episode of the podcast His Class. And on the show, he claimed that there was no truth to conspiracy theories about Jewish people and that white people were less human than those with darker skin tones. He accused Jewish communities of stealing Judaism from black culture. Oh, and by the way, Bill Cosby. Yeah, kids say the darndest thing. That's on Spotify, too. I mean, is this going to be a controversy? I'll give you the answer. No. Why is there a double standard? Now, if Spotify wants to be a content provider, they can be a content provider. And if they're going to allow controversial song, speech, whatever, then that's got to exist for everybody. Rogan at least sounded sincere in his apology to me, and time will tell if he means it. My guess is he did. He was embarrassed, and he's not going to do it again. That's my guess. And I'm not calling for anybody to be taken down, but, you know, interesting how all of this is up there and nobody focuses in on that either. I mean, it should be a question, but this is a problem for content providers all over the place. Anyway, 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. A new poll out for Biden. None of it is any good. You got his approval rating now crashing to 38%. Now he's been as low as 33%. IBD, Investors Business Daily tip poll, found the president's job approval at 38%, disapproval 48%. In January, he had a 44% approval rating. So none of that is good for him. I've been telling you that one of the ways Biden inflation is hurting us, every item we buy, every store we go to, every time you fill up your gas tank, heating and cooling your homes. Now, if you're in New York, Con Ed, well, apparently they're going to raise rates. They're the world's largest delivery of energy delivery systems. And I mean, this is really unbelievable here, is they're going to be raising rates as high as 19%. White House economic advisor Bernstein saying increasing U.S. oil production isn't part of Biden's gas price plan, but we'll get other countries to produce. Wait a minute. Why would you get other countries to produce? If your argument is extracting oil, energy, gas, whatever, the lifeblood of the world's economy is bad for the environment, explain to me the difference whether you extract it here or you extract it in Russia or you extract it in Saudi Arabia or you extract it anywhere else in the world. There is no difference. The only difference is we would be energy independent, which would lower the price of the lifeblood of our economy, would create thousands and tens of thousands of high-paying career jobs in the energy sector, and we wouldn't have to have a half-coherent president begging OPEC and Vladimir Putin to produce more energy. And speaking of Biden, this is getting interesting. You have over three dozen Republicans now are calling on Biden to take a cognitive test. You know, 38 Republicans led by former White House doctor Ronnie Jackson sent a letter to Biden asking him to take the test and express concern with your current cognitive state. I'm telling you, he's deteriorating. Since he's been in office, I see a pretty precipitous decline. Not trying to be mean here. I'm just being honest. So you have nearly 40 lawmakers now saying he may not be fit to serve. Now, I don't think Biden's ever going to do it, and I'm going to tell you the reason why. Because if he took it and they gave us the real results, it would be a disaster. And everybody around him knows it. And Biden can dismiss all the questions that he's been dismissing. He had one yesterday about his mental acuity, saying, I have no idea why a recent poll shows that the largest percentage of Americans. Well, do you have that Republican ad from when he gave his press conference? We'll play that. But Republicans are urging Biden to take the test because his mental decline has become more apparent. Not to pat ourselves on the back, but we were kind of way ahead of the curve on this, weren't we? Wasn't that hard to see, but nobody had the guts to say it. This is the Republican National Committee after his last press conference. Listen. Well, we don't have it yet. All right. The Daily Mail, Hunter Biden tried to broker a $120 million deal between Chinese energy firm under U.S. sanctions and former Kazakhstan prime minister. Great. You know, Jen Psaki rips the claim that Biden is not forceful against cop killing. What has he done? Why didn't he show up at the funerals of these New York cops? That's another issue. And now we've got, and we'll get into this later in the program today, why are we spending $30 million to buy crack pipes to give to crack addicts and meth addicts in this country? If you're going to spend $30 million, why don't you, and you want it to be efficient in some way, instead of assisting in suicide, because if you smoke meth and crack and shoot heroin into your arms, the ultimate, you know, result of that is going to be you dying. Anyway, here's the ad.
The political coverage that, look, some of the political players and some of the, let me ask a rhetorical question. No, anyway.
Okay. Does that sound like somebody that do well on a cognitive test to you?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA, and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today.
If we don't hold the deep state accountable, they're only going to have more of it. Well, we've got evidence this is happening. FoxNews.com, Republicans demand Pelosi leadership investigate reports Capitol Police are monitoring citizens and lawmakers. 33 lawmakers, including Andy Biggs and his colleagues, they sent to Nancy Pelosi and Congresswoman Lofgren regarding reports Capitol Police have been digging into the backgrounds of people that meet with lawmakers, surveilling members of Congress, congressional staff, Capitol visitors. What is this, the former Soviet Union? Now, it's worse than that. I mentioned this on TV last night. There's a chilling report now that's a massive controversy in Israel right now about a technology firm there that's called the NSO Group, and they have a powerful new spyware tool that's called Pegasus. And according to reports, Pegasus is the most powerful spyware ever developed. Once it accesses your phone, which is easy for it, Pegasus then can copy your messages and your photos, track your location, record your conversations, even if your phone's off and you're not talking to somebody on the phone, through the microphone, and even film you secretly through your own phone's camera. Wow. Talk about 1984, a chilling nightmare. New York Times detailed the intensifying scrutiny over the technology. And Pegasus now is used apparently now abroad, hacking journalists, dissidents, human rights activists. In Israel right now, it is the biggest controversy in Israel, because there are claims that the spyware was used by the police against Israeli citizens and witnesses in the, quote, corruption trial of former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Well, they get damning information. They bring him the damning information and say, you're going to testify the way we want, right? That's basically what it means. In a statement, now the FBI apparently has purchased this for testing and evaluation only. The same people that used Hillary Clinton's bought and paid for dirty Russian dossier and didn't hold anyone accountable, Director Ray. And then apparently they renewed the contract for another $4 million. Well, I told you this would happen. If you don't hold deep staters responsible for corruption and abuse of power, now they got the most powerful spyware ever. They don't have to go through a FISA court anymore. They'll just use that. Where are the guarantees that it won't be used in a nefarious fashion? All right, quick break. The other news of the day, your calls, Marsha Blackburn, our pollsters, all coming up. 25 to the top of the hour. Thank you for being with us. 800-941-SHAWN. You want to be a part of the program. Marsha Blackburn after the news at the top of the hour. And she's on for a good reason. Time to investigate China Joe. Time to investigate the Biden ties to China. He's also going to talk about the crack pipe issue. Why are we spending $30 million on crack pipes? Here's your crack pipe. Here's your meth pipe. This is madness. This is insanity. You know, we're now assisting in the slow suicide of drug addicts. Now, you might dispute that. Hannity, I know people that have been junkies for years. Okay. If you're smoking crack, methamphetamine, injecting heroin, you're committing suicide. It's Russian roulette every day with every new drug you put in your body. The idea that the American taxpayer should help in your assist in your suicide is insane. Anyway, Hunter Biden, if and when Republicans take over Congress, you know, remember, if it was Trump, you know, Democrats would be investigating, you know, zero experience Hunter Trump. Let's call him Hunter Trump for a minute. And the rest of the Trump family, it would be their top agenda. Now, if I was running the investigation, one of the first witnesses I would call would be the U.S. Attorney for Delaware, David Weiss, who's in charge of the DOJ's Hunter Biden investigation. It might be high time for Mr. Weiss to explain, after investigating the contents of Hunter's, you know, smoking gun laptop from hell for 3 years now, has yet to bring any charges. Evidence of criminality found on the laptop, already public in the public domain, is overwhelming. It's incontrovertible. Other evidence of Joe Biden's lying that I don't know a thing. I've never talked to my son about his foreign business dealings. No, but he was in meetings about them. Hunter Biden tried to strike a lucrative forever business deal with state-owned Chinese energy company, and that's since been sanctioned by the U.S. over their ties to the Chinese military. The plan would have apparently involved the then Prime Minister of Kazakhstan, who was arrested on suspicion of treason last month, following his ouster as head of the country's intelligence service. I mean, how much more evidence do we need? Peter Schweitzer's new book, $31 million, $1.5 billion Bank of China deal. You know, millions from a Russian oligarch, former first lady of Moscow, Burisma, you know, quid pro quo Joe. You're not getting the billion unless you fire the prosecutor. And they get away with all of it. Their last name was Trump. They wouldn't get away with any of it. Such a disgusting double standard. It really is. I'll tell you what's been amazing and kind of interesting in this phenomenon of truckers, because it's now the trucker convoy freedom protest. Not only are they moving across Europe, Canada, the one that's building in the U.S., New Zealand imposed some of the most draconian COVID restrictions on the planet. So it's kind of fitting that Freedom Trucker Convoy has now descended there. That's getting interesting. And in every single case, the people in these countries support the truckers. You know, there's a big story. What's Joe going to do? Because the Canadian prime minister, the cowardly, hiding, you know, Justin Trudeau, has been accused of, you know, stoking division. Why is he calling them race? I have not seen any evidence of racism. There's not been any evidence of any violence at all whatsoever. And if there was, I would condemn it. It's been just the opposite of the summer of 2020 riots that took place that the media mob lied to us about. Oh, they're mostly peaceful. Over the shoulder of a CNN reporter, the city's burning to the ground, but it's mostly peaceful. Unbelievable. Anyway, so they're just, all they're doing is the same tactics that are used in this country by leftists and those authoritarians in Canada and socialists in Canada. And that is to demonize, smear, slander, besmirch, attack. By the way, a great grandfather, 78 years old, got handcuffed by Ottawa police for honking his car horn supporting the Freedom Convoy. Oh, that's great. He's a real threat to society. Let's arrest the 78-year-old guy. There's a videotape of it. It's pretty unbelievable. It's how stupid. Now, one Canada province, as I've been telling you, Saskatchewan, has lifted all COVID restrictions. The Canadian protests, trucker protests, has now gone to a second city, and this is on the Ambassador Bridge, which links Windsor, Ontario, to the city of Detroit. Well, now Joe Biden's dragged into this. We haven't heard a word out of Joe about what he's going to do, because there's a lot of commerce that goes back and forth. As a matter of fact, every day they estimate $300 million worth of car and truck parts, agricultural products, steel, and other raw materials flow across that bridge. There ain't any crossing that bridge right now. Well, what's Joe going to do? Nothing. Probably doesn't even know what's happening. You know, sort of like, Joe, why do you support $450,000 payments to families that got separated entering the country illegally? What are you talking about? It's not true. Oh, and 2 days later, he's supporting it. You listen to MSDNC. What happened to Steve Schmidt? You know, dressed in, blaming Republicans for the insurrection in Ottawa. I mean, okay, Steve, that's a little bit of a stretch. You gotta chill out a little bit. I know the Lincoln Project hates all things conservative and Trump, but I think you're taking a little too far. I don't think Republicans are responsible for the insurrection underway in Ottawa. I don't think so. But it's funny. There was one interesting New York Post article. The suspect arrested over the car ramming attack against the Freedom Convoy and the anti-vax mandate protesters in Winnipeg apparently turned out to be an Antifa member with a long history of far left militantism and militant activism in Canada. Anyway, this guy from Manitoba, David Alexander Zagarak, allegedly sped off in his Jeep Patriot to try and escape the incident last Friday, which injured four people caught on camera. ran multiple lights, resisted arrest when he was finally caught 40 minutes later. Well-known frontman, vocalist for several Antifa punk rock bands since the early 2000s. Wonder if Spotify carries his music. Just a thought. Why would you arrest a grandfather? How do you arrest a 78-year-old grandfather? You're arrested for blowing your horn. Blowing your horn is illegal. Man, you just can't make this up. Common sense that's gone, non-existent in all of life. Yeah, oh, that's right. Trudeau, Linda just said in my ear. Did you say it on air or in my ear?
Oh, no, I said it in your ear, but I can say it on air. I was saying that Trudeau came and met with BLM and Antifa leaders and got on his knees with BLM, and they were there, you know, just storming the storefront, stealing merchandise, breaking down anything, and then they're sighting in their path.
It's
and a 78-year-old honks his horn, and he gets arrested.
It is imperative they remain peaceful. And they'll keep the support of the people. Don't give these politicians any reason.
They're there with their kids. They're there with their kids, their whole families, their dogs. Like you said, they're picking hockey. I mean, it's a completely different environment. They're trying to depict something that's not happening.
If I was elected prime minister or president or something, and I saw this going on in my country, I'll tell you what I'd do. I'd fire up my, you know, whatever Air Force One, whatever their equivalent is. I'd fire up a plane. I'd order a ton of food. I'd pay for it myself. I'd, you know, have people set up like a barbecue pit area so we can cook a ton of food. And I'd invite all the truckers to come to have a town hall. And I'd spend the first 3 hours just sitting there listening and shut up and listen to them. Hear them out. And then at that point, say, okay, I've heard you out. I just want 15 minutes. And explain your position to them. And at that point, you know, do you or do you not in the end believe in freedom? I mean, we're now being faced with this question on a lot of different fronts. Do you believe in freedom that you can decide to watch or not watch a show or watch or not watch a podcast? Do you believe in freedom after all the arguments have been made that at the end of the day, there are going to be people that have different views on the vaccine? Do you accept now, especially with breakthrough cases, fully vaccinated people with boosters are getting COVID? That means when they have it, they can transmit it just like the unvaccinated people. So if you tell them to get vaccinated and they do it, and then they get their booster and they do it, and they can still transmit the disease, at this point, they're making their decision. And it's not having any other different impact than everybody else. Even natural immunity people are getting COVID for the second time. I mean, so do you believe in freedom? I know some people have been out there. How did Howard Stern say, F your freedom? No, not F your freedom. You know, no, I believe in freedom. And at the end of the day, you know, I think he was doing an interview with Al Michaels, and I read that. And I'm like, he's saying, well, you need to tell the 100 million Americans watching the Super Bowl that they need to get vaccinated. Has anyone not told Howard that that fully vaccinated people with boosters are getting COVID? And when they have COVID, they can transmit COVID? Or that fully vaccinated people with boosters and even natural immunity, that there are people getting it twice? The answer is therapeutics, and nobody talks about those but people like me, which I don't know. And then we have, you know, these states now only for political expediency, because there's a midterm election year. But except for New York, this idiot governor is lifting some of the mask mandates, but not on kids in school. And kids are the least susceptible to anything severe regarding COVID. It makes absolutely no sense at all whatsoever. We're not ready to roll back travel testing guidelines either, said CDC's Walensky. In Europe, France, Greece, Portugal, they have relaxed their travel restrictions. Most countries now have done it. Now, 500,000 people, remember they said Omicron was less severe. We've lost 500,000 people around the globe because of Omicron. And I've been telling people, yes, it's definitely more contagious. It seems less lethal than Delta, but we still lost 500,000 people. Hence my admonition, take it seriously, do your research, talk to your doctor, doctors, take into account your unique medical history, current medical condition, make your own decision. Be smart. Don't be stupid. but the COVID deaths highest in a year. Omicron now targets, you know, people with, I know a lot of people, young and old, younger and older people, younger meaning 30s, 40s. CDC, now look at this. Anyone that talked about heart inflammation was labeled a conspiracy theorist and a misinformer. Well, now the CDC is weighing changes to vaccine guidance to increase the time between doses due to the risk of heart inflammation. Oh, remember we were talking about myocarditis and other things like that. Well, now the CDC is considering increasing the time between the shots because they're seeing signs that probably they've seen for a long time. Unbelievable. You know, it's just, these are the strangest times I think I've ever lived in my life. I'll give you another example on the immigration front. You have illegal immigrant who drew swastikas in the D.C. Union Station. I've been to the D.C. Union Station, been there many times, taken the Acela many times to Washington, D.C. Anyway, is not going to be deported. I thought all they talk about now is domestic terrorists, right-wing extremism. So you got an illegal immigrant drawing swastikas in a D.C. Union Station, and you're not going to deport the guy? Tell me how that makes any sense. By the way, Arizona Attorney General, our friend Mark Brnovich, who I'm supporting, rules that Biden's flood of illegals constitutes an invasion. It's pretty unreal there. We have our pollsters also coming up. By the way, in New York, electricity costs are set to skyrocket as much as 18%. Con Ed, which supplies electricity, natural gas, and steam to 3.5 million customers in New York City, Westchester. Yeah, they're asking for 18.2% more for natural gas. Thanks, Joe. Want to bring that Keystone XL pipeline on board? And imagine if New York ever allowed fracking and follow the lead of their neighbors in Pennsylvania. It would make New York rich again. Unbelievable times. It's shocking. By the way, New York City, the worst crime wave since the new mayor has been inaugurated. 72 out of Big Apple's 77 police precincts have seen a dramatic increase in crime. That's on top of a record 2021, on top of a record 2020. Unreal. All right, 800-941-SHAWN is our number if you want to be a part of the program. When we come back, Marsha Blackburn is speaking out quite loudly against funding crack pipes and meth pipes to people, and also is saying we need to investigate the Biden's syndicate and their relationship to China. Are they compromised? It's a fair question. Inflation under the current administration, we're now at a 40-year high. Everything you buy is more expensive, gas, groceries, to heat, to cool your home, you name it, fill up your gas tank. You're seeing this every day.
Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now, you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now, don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.